What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, we are back. As I told you guys earlier, the Reaper has been busy and the Termination Train has been collecting a lot of new fresh souls, like the one in this article that was published on the 3rd of April. Husband of Florida politician Nancy Bowen's chilling confession after he allegedly offlined his wife as he texted with her worried colleagues. My, my, my. A politician ended up catching the mask. Once again, gentlemen, it does not matter what a woman's position is in life. Yeah, no woman is above catching the mask when she thoroughly pushes her husband or any man in her life beyond his line. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The husband who allegedly terminated the vice chair of Florida's Democratic Party admitted to committing the grisly offlining to his uncle because, quote unquote, he couldn't take it anymore. Let's put a major pin right there, because that definitely needs to be discussed. While he hid his crimes from his wife's worried colleagues, Stephen Bowen allegedly used a pillowcase as a makeshift silencer as he blasted three shotgun rounds into Coral Springs Vice Mayor Nancy Bowen, 38, inside of their home late Tuesday night. WPLG reported, citing arrest documents. The 40-year-old suspected gunman then wrapped up his wife's carcass with blankets and a garbage bag, leaving the carcass in a second floor bedroom, while he slept downstairs, according to the outlet. One has to ask. This man must have slept very peacefully, which meant, guess what, gentlemen, something that I always say, you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. At around 10 a.m. Wednesday, Bowen fled to his uncle's home where he admitted, quote unquote, he did something to his wife and revealed that she was not alive. Mr. Bowen's uncle pushed for his nephew to elaborate on what happened when he copped to shooting his wife and covering up the body. Mr. Bowen then attempted to get his uncle to hold onto a gun bag for a couple of weeks, but warned him that he would need a pair of gloves or a bag, according to WPLG. When asked why he offlined her, Mr. Bowen said that he, quote unquote, couldn't take it anymore, the report stated. Now, that's twice he said that. So obviously, there was some sort of pattern going on behind those closed marital doors that finally drove him over the edge. The day before, Mr. Bowen allegedly told his mother that he had a panic attack at work and needed to talk to his wife that night. That right there, gentlemen, is a major clue. In the morning after the tragedy, Bowen pretended he didn't know where his wife was, while concerned City Hall staffers reached out to inquire about her whereabouts when she failed to arrive for an early meeting. Quote, unquote, "Hi, Stefan, Luam here. I'm trying to reach Nancy. Can you please ask her to call me?" Coral Springs Commission Relationship Manager Luam Jeremy wrote to Bowen. Jeremy received a message from the vice mayor's number at around 8 a.m. regarding quote-unquote discussion items. Officials had tracked Mr. Bowen down to an apartment complex in nearby Plantation, where he was found handing off the gun bag and ammo boxes to a fellow Freemason, police said. The unidentified Mason was unaware of the termination until Bowen and he were taken into custody, and Bowen shouted, "Oh shit, they're here for me." Mr. Bowen was charged with first-degree premeditated termination and felony evidence tampering charges. He's being held in the Broward County Jail without a bond, according to jail records viewed by the Post. Mrs. Bowen was weeks away from announcing her candidacy for Congress before her deletion, Florida Rep. Jared Moskowitz wrote on X. Well, well, well. Okay, first and foremost, the first thing that you had the Sisterhood of Failure say was that quote unquote,
"Oh, he was jealous of her success. Oh, he was just so jealous because she was a vice mayor." And you know how black men are. When black women are so successful, they get jealous.
No. It is not that black men are jealous of black women's success. No. See, I'm just building from what I have to work with. The man said he had a panic attack, which meant something was going on in his life to where he wanted to talk to his wife. However, there is one thing that is extremely known about successful black women. They are extremely disrespectful to the men that they're in relationships with. So, based on what he said, what happened to him, him having a panic attack, him going to his wife and wanting to talk, her being a vice mayor, her being successful, therefore over him, more than likely she said or did something that made him feel so disrespected that he finally decided, you know what? The mask is getting put on. I will bet my last dollar that she said or did something that drove him over the edge. So the whole successful narrative, no, it's the disrespect that more than likely drove this man to put the mask on. And black women, they know this. But of course, they want to try to use this as another way to truly bash black men and say, oh, black women can't even be successful. Yeah, right. It's not the success. It's the disrespect that comes with it. Hey, what more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the shotgun of slaughter. I'm gonna give that a 20. Psychological impact, no kids, but of course they called it a grisly offlining. I'm gonna give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, 12 gauge, point blank, 3 shotgun blasts. Yeah, that was brutal. I'm gonna give that a 40 as well. So Stefan Buckshot Bowen gets a score of 110. Gentlemen, as we all know, when we have problems, if we're married, we would think that the one person that we would be able to go to with our problems would be the woman that we're in a relationship with. However, as history has shown us, you can't even go to the woman that you lay next to at night with your problems because she will view you as weak. I'm guaranteeing more than likely that's how this woman viewed her husband. Oh, you're having a panic attack? Black men don't have panic attacks. You just sound like you're weak. Yeah. I could almost picture that conversation. I truly can. Him pouring his heart out to his wife, and his wife using that as ammo to disrespect him. So, of course, he decided, you know what? All right. If that's how you truly feel about me, then you know what? So be it. Today's the day. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there who think just because you're in a position of power that you should not respect the man that you're in a relationship with, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn, and I truly mean crystally damn clear. The power you think that your position is going to grant you in those final moments after that man has decided it's on, that power will go out. Feminism and the idea that a thoroughly pissed off man that feels like he has nothing left to lose is going to restrain himself, that's going to go out right along with it. Because ladies, you truly do not understand that you've always had the power to either console a man or condemn a man. And a lot of women, once they believe they have a position of power, they have no problems condemning the man until he finally decides to either walk away or decide, you know what, today's the day. Hey, it is what it is. She won't be the first. She won't be the last. As more and more men are fed up with the modern Western woman. So yeah, stand by, ladies. More of you are going to be boarding the termination train. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.